Hi everyone, this is Spiritual Jada from Wicked Wisdom Podcast Show. I hope everyone is well. I've been MIA, but for good reasons. And I'll talk more about that later in the show. So there's so many things that I want to speak about, but let me rewind a little bit. So I know the last show I stated we would be doing a few spiritual type shows. I believe I have one more to post, so that would be right after the show, because I want to get a few things out today, because there's so much going on in the world and in the news right now. But of course, I have to shed light on the things that no one is talking about, because that's one of my many passions. So let's get into it. So the police department in Los Angeles, California is investigating the death of two black supermodels whose bodies were found in their downtown Los Angeles apartments just days apart from each other. The names are Nicole Coates, a 32-year-old model, Melissa Mooney, a 31-year-old model, and a real estate agent. They both were found days apart, and both of their apartments were literally less than 3 miles away from each other. Now, the LAPD is stating that there's no evidence that suggests that these murders are related, or, you know, neither of the women knew each other. And Nicole was discovered in a bloody bed with one leg up. Her aunt stated she couldn't even recognize her niece. And the fact that one of her legs were stuck up in the air in like a kicking position, which is totally weird. And the aunt was just basically stating, like, you know, that's not somebody who just laid in bed and died. That's pretty much murder. And, you know, I totally agree with her on 100%. Now, Melissa was found due to her family being concerned about her well-being, because she wasn't answering her phone or the text messages, and then that's basically not like her. Like, a lot of her family stated that they were very close. Everybody stayed in communication with each other. So for her not to answer, like, the phone or any text messages, they became very concerned. So when Melissa was found, she was severely beaten. Her wrists and ankles were bounded. Her mouth was gagged and placed inside her own refrigerator. Plus, toxicology and other tests found traces of cocaine, alcohol, and she was 2 months pregnant. And she's also the sister of Guyanese trap pop singer Jordan Pauline. I never heard of her, but she's been out for quite some time. Now, the LAPD is basically stating that the circumstances surrounding both of the women, it did not conclusively indicate that they were homicide, which, to me, I don't understand how they don't understand that these are homicides. But thank God, you know, they're still waiting on the coroner's report, because to me, this clearly spells murder. And it could be the same person due to the facts that I stated earlier in the show. Or it could be different people. But what I do know is the fact that the LAPD should know that this is murder. I mean, It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. And they should not be so lenient with this case or any other case of that matter. So, as of now, every other day, they're like putting out little clues. They come out, you know, but it's not a lot and it's not solid evidence. So, the person who is doing these acts, committed murder, they're still on the loose. So, you know, let's just hope that this isn't a serial killer targeting black supermodels and no one else dies, you know. But I just really wanted to shed light on this matter because when it comes to black people, sometimes we really get showcased it when something is happening with us. It seems like we're more so showcased it when they want to picture us in a bad light. You know what I mean? So let's switch gears a little bit. I know everyone has heard the news about music mogul Sean Puffy Combs. Now, I mean, we can't unsee it. It's because it's everywhere. It's all over social media, the news, the radio. It's not looking good. So let's talk about it. So for years, it's been rumored about Combs' sexuality, that he is gay, which if he is, that's his business. But also it has been speculated that he has always been kind of evil, you know, especially with his ex-girlfriend Cassie, with different women, you know, especially with the majority of his artists all talk ill of him. And none of them actually have flourished except the Lox, you know, Jadakiss, Chic Luke's, Style P. Then you also had Mary J. Blige, Lil' Kim, Faith Evans. But all of these artists left Bad Boy Records. Oh, let's not forget how he had the group making the band. It was an MTV reality show. It came out like in, I think, 1999 or 2000. It was one of those years. But anyway, he had made the group walk from 44th Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan, New York. This is Midtown, to be exact, to Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. I believe they had to go to Junior's Cheesecake Factory or Junior's Cheesecake or something like that. And it's crazy. I never been there and I'm from New York. But, you know, anyone who is from New York or has visited New York knows that's beyond crazy. They literally had to walk from 44th Street down. So I'm talking like the next 10 blocks are 34th Street. So they walk towards Alphabet City, where it's no longer numbers, just letters or street names. Plus they had to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. So that's literally more than 100 blocks to walk. And not to mention, it was freezing cold that night that they had to walk. This wasn't a summer day or a nice day in the winter. It was nighttime. This is crazy because I'm from New York, like I stated a little minute ago. And if it was me, I would have spazzed out on Combs and left the show. But that's just me and my opinion. But what's most disturbing is how all of his artists had a problem with getting out of their contracts with Bad Boy Records. Like Mace, The Lox, Loon, Black Rob, Shine, Dante King, and Craig Mack. And that's just to name a few. I mean, the Locks paid Combs $2 to $3 million to get out of the contract. And Combs was still taking $300,000 off of any music they did. So all the rumors about Diddy taking money and not letting his artists leave, it was all true. I mean, all the facts is there. It's everywhere. I mean, one of his longtime artists and ex-girlfriend, Casey, signed a 10-album contract with Bad Boy Records, and she never made a song after Me and You came out, and once she started dating Diddy. Okay? So recently, she just sued him on November 16th, 2023. On Kim Porter's death date. Now, for the people who don't know who Kim Porter is, that is Diddy's children's mother. She has three children. They have three children together. So, anyway, Cassie sued Diddy for $30 million. It's supposed to be like a 35 to 60 page, report about everything that she went through, the abuse, trauma, the drugs that Diddy supposedly got hooked up on, a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? And also, there's a lot of A-list celebrities that were mentioned in this report as well, which is crazy. So, she sued him for that amount of money, but they both settled for $100 million. Okay, so let me just say something. That's a lot of money to settle for. But, hey, whatever. You know, and the public is basically sounding off. Even my listeners are sounding off. And that's basically why I felt like I had to speak about this as well. You know, there's a few people that feel like if Cassie was really suffering, then she should have fought in court until criminal charges were filed. But like I always say, there is no time stamp on how people process trauma. It could have took Cassie years to actually understand what was going on with her. I tell people this all the time. Life doesn't come with instructions. So with that being said, a lot of people process early and some people process late. It all depends on you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? And then you have the few that feel like Combs has a lot of power. So it's going to be hard, you know, to get Combs. So the best thing Cassie could have did was hit him where it hurts, his pockets. But I always knew Combs had a lot of power when I seen him on television as a teenager, because Cassie and I are around the same age. And Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, they're like real rich. They come from like an Eli type of family. And they were so honored to see Diddy, and they also gift him a Rolex watch, and I was like, it just left me like in awe, because I was like, well, damn, Diddy got the juice. But I never thought about it in a negative light, because you know, Diddy came from my city. It's a jungle in New York City, whether you believe it or not. You know, it's hard in a lot of places, a lot of inner black cities, you know what I mean? But it's really hard to make it out of those streets in New York, but it's possible. And that's my motive. Anything's possible, especially with prayer and God. Amen to that. But no one really knows, you know? because the last decade, the media has been on some "let's tarnish the black man." So it's so hard to believe what's going on. And then you have all these bloggers posting false information for views and likes on some clickbait shit. And my channel will never be like that. Nothing but the realness on the Wicked Wisdom Podcast Show. You know what I mean? And to be honest, I'm not disputing any of Cassie's claims. Because number one, she's a black woman. A lot of people don't know that Cassie's mother is African American and her father is Filipino. But she doesn't have to be black. You know what I mean? Let me just put that out there. She's a woman, bottom line. And I'm a woman. And many times when women, especially of color, come out about rape allegations or sexual assaults, many times people don't believe them. They believe the man. So I'm all for the takedown of Diddy if he did it. But what I do know is because Diddy settled with Cassidy, it's going to be a lot of other lawsuits on his way. I mean, I was at work the other day and I'm at my desk and one of my coworkers was on the phone and I was trying to not listen, but she was talking so damn loud. So anyway, she's on the phone and I guess she's talking to a friend or something because they laughing loud or whatever like that. And then she goes and say, since Diddy's out here paying people to settle, I've been touched a little too by Diddy and even laughed about it. So if you have regular working civilians saying crap like that, then what do you think is going to happen in the next few months? You know what I mean? And it's crazy because it's so hard to believe Combs as well. Because none of his artists have anything nice to say except for the ones who are still at Bad Boy Records. And this is new to me because I knew that Bad Boy Records was still up and running, but I didn't think anybody was still signed to the record, that record label, because nowadays a lot of people are signed to these 360 labels, and that's a whole nother story that, you know, can take a whole episode because there's a lot going on with that. I mean, one day I might speak on that because it's really crazy. Like, these celebrities and entertainers is getting pimped by the labels. But that's a different story. And it's just crazy because as I did my research, I found out that Bad Boy Records still do have a lot of artists. Like, they have French Montana, King Combs, that's Diddy's youngest son. They also have Janelle Monáe, Machine Gun Kelly, and Quincy, Diddy's stepson, who he has raised from 3 years old, which is technically Kim's Porter and singer Albie Shore's son. But, you know, I'm big on that. If Diddy raised Quincy, that's his son. You feel me? And also, you have a lot of social media clips of Combs being a model citizen, a family man to his kids. He has all six of his kids under one roof. He takes care of them, I heard, very well. Plus, he just had a daughter probably 6 months ago. She might be close to a year now, but that doesn't mean anything. Shit, you done had serial killers who portrayed to be model citizens, family men, and they were really monsters. So it's going to be hard to figure out if this is true, if this is a money scheme. Basically, what is Diddy's faith? But I know we will be finding out soon. Because all day long, they're talking about it. It's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's on news periodically. It's everywhere. I'm getting tired of seeing it on the news, on every news outlet. So I know it's a matter of time before those skeletons come out. Oh, and let's not forget about his children's mother, who mysteriously passed away in 2018, Kim Porter. And the reason why I say mysteriously, because I seen all the videos and news clippings, and every friend and family member of Kim Porter stated she was only 47 years old and she had no unknown illnesses and was in good health. And allegedly, Kamora Lee Simmons, Russell Simmons' ex-wife and Kim Porter's best friend, stated Kim was in good health and she had many projects that she was about to unleash, including a book. Now, everyone is saying it was a tell-all book, but I didn't hear that. I just heard she was coming out with a book. But I know people love to lie. They love to make things juicy, you know. And I've been hearing this from famous bloggers, celebrities, that Kim Porter was going to write a book about everything she had witnessed in the entertainment business and being with Diddy. But I didn't get any of that from my research or from Kim Porter's clippings or from her relatives or her closest friends. Especially, I didn't hear it from Kamora Lee. I just know that to be a rumor as of now. And trust me, I'm not on Diddy's side or Cassie's side. Real talk, because I know how people work. And I'm getting a grasp on how life works now as I get older. And I know these people are human with money. So with that being said, anything's possible. And I just don't know. I wasn't there with Diddy. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to assume. I'm going to go with the facts that are provided. But one thing I do know is the entertainment can be a shady place. Things go down. I mean, look at Corey Feldman. He was like the classic all-American kid in the 80s, you know? He was in The Lost Boys, Gremlins, The Goonies. He even was in Friday the 13th, just to name a few. And he made several claims stating as a child in the entertainment industry that he had witnessed rape, sexual assaults, and he too suffered from it. Just like Isaac Crappy, who was an actor and a comedian who started spilling the horrors of what he had seen as well in the entertainment business. And he made a lot of claims towards Tom Hanks, the actor. And he too mysteriously died. We're talking about Isaac, not Tom Hanks. And I spoke about Isaac in episode 23. It's called episode 23, It's a Dark World. If you want to get, you know, familiar with who he is and what happened to him, just go ahead and look for episode 23. And actually, it's one of my top episodes, the top 10 episodes, just to let y'all know. And his family reached out to me. They DM'd me, you know, saying thank you for shedding light on him. And they know deep down in their hearts that he didn't commit suicide. It was murder. Real talk. So it goes down, believe it or not. But there has been so many false claims in the past with entertainers, especially black men, with rape, sexual assault. So it's so hard to decipher if things are true or not. You know, we're living in a weird world. We're living in weird times where people are doing anything and everything to stay relevant or for likes or pretty much attention or money. You know, It's a sad and dangerous world out there for regular folks and celebrities. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch a lot of horror movies. Well, I can't say I remember when I was a kid because I still do. But that's just how I talk. But one of my many favorite films were The Poltergeist. Now, the family lost their daughter, Caroline, in the television. It was like this big, famous 80s classic horror movie. Her real name was Heather O'Rourke. I hope I have the last name correct. And she died mysteriously too. It was noted that she had a cardiac arrest, a heart attack at age 12, which is beyond me. Now, the coroner's report is visible now. Go figure after all of these years, right? So, the coroner's report and the medical center stated her death was distinctively unusual as she lacked any prior symptoms of bowel defect. You know, they stated that they would have expected her to have a lot of digestive problems throughout the course of her life, not just suddenly. They also stated it was possible for congenital bowel narrowing to cause sudden death without any symptoms, if infection caused the bowel to rupture. Now, if you want to know more about that, you can definitely look that up. You know what I mean? But for her to be 12 years old just to have all of that is just weird. Now, Heather's mother stated in many interviews there was nothing wrong with her child. But as I did my research, it was rumored that Heather allegedly was getting sodomized by Steven Spielberg on the set of the film. And I always tell parents, do not leave your children alone at the football practice, ballet practice, or acting practice. I mean, don't leave them alone, period. Because you have these monsters who hide behind certain things to search out for their next prey. And it's crazy because growing up as a child, I always wondered what happened to Caroline. Because she was such a good actor, you know what I mean? And I think if she was living today, she would probably be like 48, 49, 50 years old, you know? And the fact that she mysteriously had a bowel movement disease, and it has been allegedly stated she was getting sodomized, is just too much of a coincidence. This is too much for my heart right now. This is truly disgusting. But I know I went off a little bit off topic, but I just wanted to shed light on, you know, there's a dark world in these entertainment places, in the industry. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of unknown things. Like Andre, 3000 from The Outcast. He said it was some stuff that he seen in the entertainment world that made him not want to do music no more, and he disappeared. You know what I mean? So you got to really take accountability and look at these things. You know, is a bigger picture than the money, you know? So like I said before, it's not looking good for Sean Puffy Combs. What's done in the dark will always come to light. And if he hasn't done anything, if he's not guilty, then he shall prevail. You know what I mean? But like I said, with the Cassie situation and how fast he settled, I mean, he settled faster than my popcorn was done. So we'll see what's going to happen next. You know what I mean? So let's switch gears a little bit. So Nicki Minaj just dropped her fifth album, Pink Friday 2, on her 41st birthday, December 8th. That was just a few days ago on Friday. And boy, must I tell you, it was beautiful. and magical. Because we live in a world where there's no originality in music anymore. There was a time growing up where music hit the soul on a crazy ass level. I was born in the 80s and I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s. And music made you think. I mean, you could learn lessons through someone's lyrics. But that's not happening anymore. Shit. Nas the rapper said it himself. Basically, hip-hop is dead. And that statement couldn't be any truer. And he said this like, what, 10 years ago? But you still have the few older artists in today's world that brings that heat and that flavor. And Nicki Minaj, she did just that. She never disappoints. True story. I don't like to speak on celebrities, but I really had to speak about Puffy, Diddy, Brother Love, whatever you want to call him, because it's everywhere. So I just had to speak my piece on the realness. Not what the bloggers is coming up with, not what everybody's saying, just straight factual content. And of course, we're going to congratulate Nicki Minaj, especially with the fact you cannot deny her talent and her pen game. And the entertainment business, they really tried to blackball her because of the hate they have for her. And she's a black woman standing on business. You know, they tried with a lot of imitations, a lot of different artists to interfere with Nicki. But you can't interfere with greatness and her work. Her work speaks for itself. So congratulations, Onika. I'm super proud of you. I see the growth in you and the vulnerability in you. And it shows how human you truly are. And you go through shit like the rest of us. Real talk. She's bringing real music and I'm here for it. So let's move on from the queen. But great job, Nick at Night. Now, everyone who knows me knows I'm a big fan of Power. I love the Power Saga. Please stream it. I know a lot of people have words for 50 saying that he's a troll, he's this, he's that. But that's not my job. He's running the TV industry. And he gives me hope to continue to write my books. And they will too be on the big screen. That's all I have to say on that one. So this year, you will definitely see a new, improved Wicked Wisdom podcast show. Especially with my Instagram and other fun things I have in store. But I wanted to be a bit vulnerable on the show tonight, which I'm never am. But I had to really let go of a lot of people who I consider family and friends in order to continue my destiny. And some of us have support, some of us don't. But what you must have is God or Allah in life, because you won't be able to survive without God or Allah. I just completed my Shahada, so I'm learning so many things about peace, life, being focused, and I want to share that with you. So I believe I have done enough talking, and I'll see you soon, and you will definitely see changes sooner than you think. You know what I mean? I just want to say I love all of you who have been with me since day one. Blessings until we meet again.